Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, it caused a good deal of controversy earlier in the week when it was thought incorrectly that teachers would have an exemption from the 5-day close contact rule. That is, if a household member has COVID, you need to restrict your movements or stay at home until you have 3 negative antigen test results within 5 days. That caused outrage, really. Well, it seems there may yet be an exemption for healthcare workers. Paul Reid at today's briefing, HSE briefing, said the service is looking at whether a derogation can be introduced for health staff with the new rule that close contacts of a household member who has tested positive must restrict their movements for 5 days. I wonder, will this cause a similar outcry? 51551.
Well, we're going to be discussing that HSE briefing now and getting more details from what we heard, because the health service have been updating the public on all the various latest data around the COVID-19 pandemic. And HSE Chief Paul Reid was asked about delays in booking a PCR test, something a lot of people are talking about at the moment. He sought to put the current number of tests being processed into context.
Look at the level we are at. We're at one of the highest capacity levels in comparison to many other European countries. If you remember the debate at the start of this COVID, you know, can we get to 100,000? When will we get to it? We scaled and surged up to that. 198,000 lab tests in the last 7 days. So this is a phenomenal rate we are at. And it is because the virus is so rampant now in the communities. So we will be saying to people, you can get slots and keep looking at it, and particularly symptomatic and prioritisation through GPs. But there have been occasions, and there may be occasions, where you may have to wait. And if you have to wait and you are symptomatic, it's really important you stay at home.
Interested to hear from our listeners in relation to that as well. Are you trying to book a PCR test, and what sort of waiting time are you looking at? Paul Reid also confirmed today, as Cormac had said, that in order to protect hospital staffing levels, healthcare workers could be exempted from the need to isolate, provided they return negative antigen test results and pass temperature checks.
We're working through right now in terms of how a derogation would apply to healthcare workers who would have to, first of all, if their household, get the 3 tests, but they would be able to go to work under certain monitored conditions at work, as we have to do in the first phase. So derogation would apply to the extent that they restrict their movements as best they can, but they can go to work under certain monitored conditions like temperature checks, etc., and take the 3 antigen tests.
And finally, Mr. Reid also stressed the need to get vaccinated and, when called for a booster, to show up for the appointment.
If you're not vaccinated, you're at higher risk. If you're not vaccinated, you're putting your family and friends at higher risk. And if you're not vaccinated, you have the strong potential to have a disproportionate impact on the health system overall. And I say that by closing on this point to say we are still there for people who want to come forward for vaccination. Very positively, we're still seeing between 1,000 and 1,500 people per day coming forward for vaccination. There is an early phenomenon which I'd like to flag and just say what we need to do, but certainly we are seeing a high number of appointments, people not coming forward for a high number of appointments made. And it's really important, if you're offered a booster appointment, that you take it up. And we have seen some no-show rates in some centres varying from 25 to 50%.
And they are very high rates indeed. Well, for more on all of this, we're joined now by the Journal reporter Cayman Burke, who was at that press conference. And you're welcome to the programme, Cayman. We've heard reports of people struggling to book a same-day test. You see it a lot across social media at the moment. Can you tell us a little more about the HSE response to that?
Yes, thanks for having me, Sarah. So Paul Reid gave quite an impassioned response when questioned about that at the briefing today. He seemed almost a bit frustrated with the narrative out there that it's hard to get a test. He gave very staunchly came back and said that the HSE has actually run 198,000 tests in the last 7 days. So the system, when it was set up, was actually designed to do 15,000 per day. Then they boosted that up a bit to 20,000. But they had days last week, in the past week, where they've done 25,000 appointments across the test centres just in one day. So obviously it's very frustrating for people who have symptoms that they can't get the test. But Reid came back quite forcefully, and essentially he was saying that there's not much more that they can do. They've done nearly 200,000 tests, and essentially he said it's because the virus is so rampant in our communities that essentially the demand is so high.
And of course, then the advice, as we heard from him there, is that if you have symptoms, even if you can't book a PCR test, if it's a day or 2 days wait, the advice is you must stay at home.
That's exactly it. You must stay at home. And Mr. Reid again said that essentially he argues the wait shouldn't be that long. Now, obviously, for someone who has symptoms or for someone who lives with someone who is positive, or whatever the situation may be, that is very frustrating. You know, you want to do the test either the day or the next day. Reid says the delay isn't that long. You may be waiting a couple of days, but nonetheless, he argues that Ireland's level of testing is actually incredibly high compared to countries across Europe.
And of course, that's a really good insight into the, sort of the level of pressure the health system is under when it comes to testing capacity. But that was a recurring theme, wasn't it? It came in throughout the briefing today that the health system is just under this enormous pressure across all of the system. Can you tell us a little bit about what picture emerged and what measures are being taken to mitigate it?
Inconceivable strain was how Paul Reid described it, which is pretty stark. So he went on further and said it's the highest level of impact we've had to manage since the virus landed in Ireland. So really, the situation was quite stark this afternoon. So the HSD, in order to manage this, they have they've started cancelling some outpatient appointments. So there's been 1,700 cancellations between the 19th of September up until the 7th of November. And they've also done a major boost. 20 million of the winter preparedness plan has been allocated to private capacity. And we were also told today that private beds will be almost trebled in the coming weeks. So 1,100 private beds were being used previously, and they're boosting that all the way up to around 3,000. So essentially, they're cutting back on non-essential appointments, and then they're boosting up private, essentially just to kind of batten down the hatches and make sure that the health system is in some kind of shape with the demand coming so high.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for bringing us up to date on all of that. That is Cahman Burke, reporter with The Journal.